From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 25th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. This is what's making news in radio this morning. ARN locks down its Melbourne studios after a staff member tests positive. Client Demand has AirCheck monitoring all major DAB stations. And frustration setting in as radio reverts to a cottage industry. I'll have the details of these stories in just a moment.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, it looks like the first thoughts of radio networks here in Australia is to err on the side of caution when it comes to dealing with any aspect of COVID-19. I'm sure all of us would say, thank God for that. ARN didn't even think twice when one Melbourne staffer tested positive to coronavirus after returning from overseas. Immediately, the whole broadcast facility in Richmond was put into lockdown. Even Christian O'Connell was given the day off from his Gold 104.3 breakfast show, while the no-holds-barred emergency treatment was given to the whole building. O'Connell let his listeners know by Twitter there'd be no breakfast show Tuesday. His show was expected to be back on air this morning after the 24-hour emergency shutdown. ARN says it's working closely with government authorities to contain the situation. As digital radio continues to grow its listenership, the number of commercials placed on DAB stations is also increasing. In February, nearly 450,000 spots aired across digital radio services nationally. In response to this growth and to client demand, the monitoring company AirCheck has recently expanded its coverage of major digital radio services. It's added an extra 29 DAB Plus stations. The advertising data it provides on stations owned by ARN, Nova and SCA is available on the online platform. Yesterday's shutdown of ARN's Melbourne facility is a clear affirmation of why radio stations have done the right thing by getting their teams into home and remote studios. Broadcasters always need to be able to remain on air so they can keep stay-at-home listeners up to date with what's happening in the world and help avoid the social panic that comes from a lack of information. It's a big responsibility, both in metro markets and regionally. A lot of radio people are starting to feel the frustration of working from makeshift studios in their homes. WSFM's Amanda Keller summed it up when she said on air, "I just want to run away and put my head in the sand. But I can't. None of us can." Fortunately, most radio people still have jobs, but that privilege comes at a cost. On the lighter side, the home studio facilities people are operating from range from fairly sophisticated to reasonably primitive. You can see shots of some of them on the Radio Info website. Radio Info publisher Steve Ahern says despite their looks, most of these setups are getting the job done.
Over the past few days on Radio Info's social networks, we put out a call for pictures of people in their home studios and to tell us what kind of equipment they're using. And we've got a range of great ones. ABC Perth has a pretty good professional setup. You can see a photo there at Canberra, Mix 106.3. They have an excellent remote studio with their playout system also remoted. And probably the worst one is a set of blankets and quilts set up in someone's lounge room for soundproofing.
If you're working remotely, Steve would like to know where you're broadcasting from. You can send him an email at editor@radioinfo.com.au. And if you can, send him a few pictures of your setup. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. Southern Cross Austereo may be in trouble on the stock market, but it hasn't stopped their backroom boys being innovative. The company's revealed two new and very inventive advertising initiatives. The first targets the audience's mood states and activities. National Head of Sales Nikki Rook says mood targeting gives the advertiser the opportunity to target audiences with contextual relevance. And the second application gives listeners interactivity, like shakeable and voice-activated responses to access websites and download vouchers. Former colleagues from all over the country are today remembering Stuart Cranney, who passed away at the age of 65. Cranney lost his battle with cancer early yesterday morning. Until recently, he was hosting mornings on C91.3 in Campbelltown. During his career, Cranney worked at Triple M Sydney, 4BK, Double J, 4KZ, 4TO, 4BC and 4BH. Coming up next, how the coronavirus crisis may be killing local news worldwide.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At a time when listeners need to know what's going on in their own backyards more than at any time in living memory, local radio news services are being cut back around the world. In the US, they're saying with the virus and a pending recession, local news services are near collapse. Here in Australia, with stations facing a decimated radio advertising market and looking at heavily reduced revenues in the future, local news journos are likely to be tapped on the shoulder during the crisis, particularly in regional areas. Interestingly, though, some local news websites have been seeing up to five times their average hits as listeners hunt for more information. On the jobs front, the Community Broadcasting Foundation is looking to replace their CEO, who retired just a few weeks ago. The position's located in Melbourne, and applications close 13th of April. And if you're looking for a new gig, dive into the Radio Info website and check out the jobs available. Well, thanks for your company today. I'll be back with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.